Thanks for listening to the Flaneur podcast. Today we have reviews of art and theatre in London, but we kick off the show with new music from indie surf band Sidefields. This is The Night Is Ours. The usual way to show your admiration for Alfred Hitchcock's 1954 film Rear Window is to dig out the DVD and watch it again. Young production company Off Broadway have taken a more creative approach and created a theatrical homage. Their take on the film keeps the premise of a recuperating photographer spying on neighbours, but moves the action to 1920s Paris and changes James Stewart's Jeff to Laura Louise Baker's Tabitha. First seen at Edinburgh earlier in the year, Backdoor, written by Polis Luzzo, has moved to the Tristan Bates Theatre on Tower Street. Eleanor Field's set features a three-windowed wall which faces the audience and divides the stage in two. To the front is Tabitha's flat, where most of the action takes place. Art Deco features period box cameras, and the candlestick phone gives some period details, though the Paris of the time is mentioned rather than shown. Through the windows towards the back of the stage, Tabitha's new neighbour Violette sometimes appears, as though being glimpsed in her own flat across the street. Tabitha is a forceful woman, preferring to bark statements rather than speaking sentences, a style reminiscent of Alfred Jingle, that bane of Mr. Pickwick's life. Used to the excitement and intrigue of war reporting, she is bored, forced to stay at home once a leg injury heals. A new neighbour piques her interest. Played elegantly by Jack Hugo, Violette is a delicate transvestite, earning a living by dancing in Parisian nightclubs and starring in silent films. Her first appearance, peering emotionlessly through the curtains of the central window, reminds of another of Hitchcock's works, the early silent film The Lodger, as do some of the black and white projections used at times within the performance. The third character in the play, Tabitha's toy boy John, played by Polis Luzzo, admires Violette's work, but any facts he recounts about her life are hazy, which is how Violette likes it. John Wesley has secrets of his own, not least why he has adopted the name of an 18th century cleric. But amongst the subterfuge, Luzzo gives him the playful air of a stress-free Dickie Greenwood. Mirroring the way we think we know celebrities from a few brief articles in the papers and a couple of paparazzi snaps, Tabitha uses her brief glimpses of the famous dancer to build up her own image of Violette. Changing constantly, her theories about her neighbour's life bear little resemblance to any actual facts, her mind racing through possibilities, mocking our habits of assumption, and forcing us to reflect on how little we actually know about people. Like the film, conclusions are jumped to. Here the mystery starts quickly, before the characters are really introduced. The play becomes a game played out in front of us. There are revelations, closer to home than expected, as Tabitha and John become involved in Violette's story. We witness the power of disproportionate friendships, betrayal, and the desire for more exciting secret lives that we project onto the famous. Backdoor reminds that people and things cannot be pigeonholed, and are very often not what we think. Not just in the lives of famous Hollywood actors, but also in the lives of friends we think we know well. Hugo's confused Violette lingers in the mind, differentiating the play and making it more than a pastiche. However, choosing a film as well known as Rear Window as a framework means Backdoor competes with memories of Hitch, Jimmy Stewart and Grace Kelly. That's always going to be a tall order. Nevertheless, Off Broadway is an ambitious company, and Backdoor shows an ability to engage and have fun with the classics. Keep an eye out for their next offering. Hurt People, Hurt People is the new anti-Lister show at Lazaridis, a two-floor gallery in a converted townhouse in Fitzrovia. Most of the walls are painted regulation white, whilst a few are left as exposed brick. Lister's images focus on the figurative, but do not aim for a realistic portrayal of the human body. Even a series of portrait-sized images of faces are blurred and scrawled over. The face is built with broad strokes and left indistinct amongst dried, dripping paint and surfaces flecked with spots of colour. Chaotic colours and spontaneous marks make up the images, often given exotic titles such as Razor Blade Love Song and Boob Envy at Elentine. Several large canvases showcase the female form. The obliterated faces and voluptuous curves may possibly be critiquing the media's often dehumanising images, but may just as easily be delighting in them. A still life of pots and bottle against the wall stands out. Called New Boys Old Tricks, the elements are thrown onto the canvas in violent daubs of colour. The typical bourgeois subject matter, attempted by hundreds of artists throughout history, has been ignored by too cool contemporary artists for years. Here it provides an unexpected link to the past. Otherwise, the images are scratched, scribbled and dripped, jigsawed together from many elements and colours. The gallery suggests that Lister's images demonstrate the technical execution of old masters, and that the show promises to transcend categorisation. I would suggest that they don't, and it doesn't. Thanks for listening to the Flano podcast. You can find more details about everything on the show from our website, www.flaner.london. If you'd like to submit music, please get in touch.